It's twins, one weighing in at 3.5 ounces and the other at an even 5. Now workers are on baby duty around the clock at Zoo Atlanta. Deputy Director Dwight Lawson says pandas give birth to twins quite often, but in the wild, the mother usually rejects one cub. To keep both alive, the zoo staff is helping out and pulling a panda switcheroo.
One cub will be with her, another cub will be in the incubator, and then we try to swap as often as we can. And so we're having to do supplemental feedings to the cub that's in the incubator, try to get them as much mom time as possible, and stay pretty fluid with our planning as things change.
Lawson says right now, Loon Loon either doesn't recognize she has two cubs or just doesn't care. The twins were a surprise because late in her pregnancy, Loon Loon was not especially cooperative when it came to getting ultrasounds. The zoo hopes to determine the cub's gender in the next 2 to 3 days, and if the cubs thrive, they'll stay at Zoo Atlanta with mom for at least 3 years, and then join the larger panda breeding program in China. Lawson says they're the first panda twins born in the United States in more than 20 years. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.